From the WLRN Miami Herald studios, I'm Kelly Mitchell. It may be nothing more than the pre-budget vote posturing, but Miami-Dade County police have put more than 400 officers and other employees on notice that they could be losing their jobs in the fall. Police brass ordered hundreds of officers, sergeants, lieutenants, and civilian workers to a mandatory meeting next week to discuss what could happen under Mayor Carlos Jimenez's proposed budget. The county law enforcement union shows a wide range of staffers at risk from the plan to cut about 260 positions from the police force once the new budget year begins October 1st. But it's believed not all would lose their jobs. Jimenez insists he wants to avoid police cuts and other layoffs by negotiating new contracts with Miami-Dade public service unions. Two butterflies found only in Dade and Monroe counties have been added to the endangered species list, the Florida leafwing and Bartram's scrub hairstreak. Thousands of acres are being designated as critical habitat for both butterflies. A large tract of that land circles Zoo Miami, and that could ultimately include an Orlando-style amusement park and a Walmart shopping center, also apartments. Now, this does not stop development, but it does set guidelines for it and also for mosquito spraying to protect the butterflies. Just about everywhere you turn today, somebody is talking about the one-of-a-kind Robin Williams. The comedian and actor took his own life yesterday, and it seems to have quite the impact on all ages. Williams made his own imprint on South Beach, where the movie The Birdcage put the spotlight on the neon nightlife there, and it also made drag queens the star of the show. Julia Dubo went to where that movie was filmed, the Carlisle Hotel.
You do an eclectic celebration of the dance. You do fussy, fussy, fussy. You do Martha Graham, Martha Graham, Martha Graham.
That's Robin Williams' character in The Birdcage. He's training a dancer to perform a show inside the Carlisle Hotel in South Beach. In the movie, Williams plays a gay man who owns a drag nightclub and is trying to disguise his partner as a tough straight man. It's all to fool his very conservative soon-to-be in-laws when they come over for dinner. Visitors stopping by the Carlisle for lunch may or may not have known Williams filmed The Birdcage there, but chances are they have a favorite Robin Williams movie.
Patch Adams.
What Dreams May Come.
Glover, Jumanji. And
I remember him as a very funny man.
He was such a big part of everyone's childhood.
Uses his quirky sense of humor.
He's just probably one of the funniest actors.
It'll be a memorable experience to eat lunch here today of all days.
The movie was a step away from the 80s Miami Vice era depiction of Miami Beach and a nod to the nightlife scene the city is still known for today. There's a painted portrait of a wide-eyed Robin Williams looking out a window in front of the Carlisle. Among so many iconic roles, Robin Williams' performance in The Birdcage will always belong to South Florida. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Kelly Mitchell. Andy?